listening to the Cycling Podcast in association with Rafa. Rafa exists to improve your ride with the finest kit, inspiring stories, and vibrant clubhouses across the globe.
Hello, my name is Richard Moore, and this week we've got something a little bit different on the Cycling Podcast. I'm not with my usual companions, Lionel Burney and Daniel Freib, but we are going to hear from Fran Reyes, who joined us for our Vuelta coverage and who this past week has been in China at the final World Tour race of the season, the Tour of Guangxi. Over the six stages in China, he spoke to Nicholas Roach, Mikel Landa, Tim Wellens, Fernando Gaviria, and some of the other stars who were riding there. We'll hear from them now as Fran talks us through a race that was extremely difficult to follow due to there being no TV coverage, but by all accounts seems to have been a hit with the riders and the many fans who turned out. Without any further ado, let's cross over to Fran now.
Well, hello there, dear listeners of the Cycling Podcast. This is Fran Reyes. It's nice to talk to you again after getting to know each other at the Vuelta a España. This one is a special episode on the Tour of Guangxi, the new Chinese stage race that put an end to the UCI World Tour season this week. To help you get in the mood for some Eastern immersion, in the background you can hear the translation of some words by Julian Alaphilippe in the press conference held on the day of the race.
So here I am with Max Walshade, sprinter for Team Sunweb. Where are we, Max?
Yeah, we're before the first stage of Tour of Guangxi, and it's a short stage, probably a sprint in the end, but could be difficult with the crosswinds today. We've got a good team here, and I'm looking forward.
What do you think of where we are sitting here near the beach, near a pretty big swimming pool? It looks almost like paradise.
Yeah, it's a nice area here, and I think they took on purpose the race to one of the nicest areas of China, and it's the end of the season, but it's still no holiday.
Still not holiday. Last year, you already won five stages in the Tour of Hainan. Tell me, why do we like China?
Yeah, last year it was a really good timing for me because I had a big crash in the beginning of the season where I broke my leg, and then I had a lung infection during the season, and towards the end I came in good shape again, and I think this year it's good again, and maybe we can have some nice results with Wilco and JC and in the sprints with me.
So how many stages are you winning this Tour of Guangxi?
if I would win one, I would already sign it, but I think we have to look day by day. It's three chances, and we try to go for a win, and if it happens it's really nice, and if not we learn for the next season.
Well, before going on, I think I owe you an explanation. I came here, invited by Wanda Sports, organizers of the Tour of Guangxi, to provide some coverage for the race. It was great news for me, since I traveled for the first time in my life to China back in April, and I fell in love with this country. I was meaning to return here as soon as possible, and this was a great opportunity for it. Now let's listen for another person who volunteered to come here and is a true revenant.
Here we are with Beñat Intxausi, Team Sky Rider. How does it feel to be finally back in the races?
Yeah, here in China I'm very happy again. We come back with my team after a long time, so I'm very happy and I try to enjoy again in the race.
Tell the listeners, what have you been going through during these two seasons? You've been with Sky, doing very few races and suffering for mononucleosis.
Mononucleosis is a virus, a not easy virus to recovery, and for me was a very long time in bad condition, and now, yes, I am feeling a little bit better, but not super condition. The team was supporting me all time and helped me, and this is important for me also. And okay, I will try the next year and come back to good condition again.
What are the consequences of mononucleosis for a rider? How does a rider feel? Are you able to train? What is
Very tired, no power, and sometime with a headache also, and it's not easy.
So now we are here in Guangxi, the beach, with the swimming pool around us. What did you expect of this race for you? Do you expect to go all the way to the finish, complete the six stages?
Yeah, we'll try. Not easy for me, no? For a long time, do six stages. Most important thing is, I think, again with the team and teammates. And for me, this is important part. And after on the race, I try help and support both and Danny Van Poppel to win the stage. And also my priority is to finish the race and after some rest.
We will check on you in the next few days to see how you are going. Okay?
Okay.
Well, the stage didn't go out that well for Benjamin Chelsea. He ran out of energy with 10 kilometers to go and dropped from the peloton. He was pretty empty and exhausted, but well, at least he finished the first stage, so it's good. The stage was solved with a sprint on which Fernando Gaviria from the Quickstep team won. And now I am on the start of the second stage with one of Gaviria teammates, Remy Cavagna, who had kind of a key role on the victory. Tell me, Remy, which was your role yesterday on Fernando Gaviria's victory?
Yeah, it was a nice day for the team because we come in the race for win the stages, and we win the first, so it's really good. I do my best in front. I just follow the riders in front, and after I try because I'm feel good, so I try, but maybe too much kilometers to the finish. So, but finally we win with Fernando because we have a really strong team and maybe the best team here, and we will see later, but I think we can have some more opportunity here. Yeah.
It's impressive how good this team rides in pretty much every race.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for the team to, I'm in front, so the team just follow behind the bunch, and they have just to pull at 3Ks to go when I am catch, so it was more easy for the team, and no, it was a really good day yesterday. Yeah.
And one last question. How does it feel to be racing here in China? Do you like it?
Yes, it was my first time in China, so I enjoy it. It's different, totally different, but I hope next year I come back, but we will see. But it was a nice place, yes, I like it.
So apparently riders like racing here in China in the Tour of Guangxi. I'm here sitting with the technical director of the race, Mr. David Losley.
Hello.
And let's find out, why does a Swiss former Lampre rider manage this kind of race? What are you doing here?
I'm more or less doing the same thing like I do it at the Tour de Suisse. I'm a deputy race director at the Tour de Suisse. I'm the race director, so we are a big part of our team from Switzerland came here. We are 16 people from Switzerland to help the Chinese organization to make this success.
I understand that this race, the Tour of Guangxi, is organized by Dalian Wanda, which is a company owned by Wang Jianling, one of the richest men in China, who is also an owner of Infront Sports and Media, Swiss company, CEO Philip Blatter, that are also in charge of the Tour of Suisse. Is that the link via you come from?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was 1 or 2 years ago that Wanda bought Infront, yeah. And we are employees from Infront, mm-hmm. And there starts the idea of doing a cycling race in China, mm-hmm. And we are from the Tour de Suisse. We are the only department of cycling, so it was clear that we have to help the Chinese guys.
How interested is Wanda for cycling? I mean, is the Tour of Guangxi their main project, or are they intending to expand their cycling portfolio?
Yeah, cycling for Wanda is really important. That's what we heard. They also bite Ironman, also in Hamburg, the race, Cyclassics, mm-hmm. And also the owner of the Tour de Suisse now. And yeah, the rumors was also they was talking to Tour de France, ASO, also to LGS. That's all rumors. But we know that cycling is important for Wanda.
Tell me something. As a Swiss person, how difficult or easy has it been to design the route of this race?
It was not that difficult, because the Chinese guys, they made the parkour. They know much better the routes here. Mm-hmm. And if they have the okay from the government, it all seems like easy. We saw yesterday the first stage. There was around 5,000 militaries on the course for the safety of the riders. There was absolutely no traffic. I mean, it's really easy in this regard. You have always to double check everything. I mean, the timetables, and look over the average. They know the basics, but you have to look good at the details.
Who's winning today?
Gaviria yesterday was really strong, but it's a little bit uphill the finish line, so it could be something for Michael Matthews.
Okay, let's see. David Losi was right. Fernando Gaviria won the stage, and with that he upset the person I am working with, Sylvain Dillier from UMC.
Yeah, Fernando is really strong at the moment, and he won now two stages, and I tried to beat him with the intermediate sprints, but yeah, unfortunately it was not possible for me. I keep trying, and we will see what's coming out.
Yeah, it has been pretty impressive to see a rider like you commit the boating to breakaways, spending 2 days on the front, just sprinting. Are you thinking only of this leader jersey of these days, or are you thinking also about the possibility of, at the GC?
I don't know for the GC at the end, but it's always nice to be in the action, and this is the main reason why I go in the breakaway. I had a good sprint the last 2 days, so I took the bonus seconds, and I always like to be in the action, and this is actually the main reason why I do this.
Sylvain Dillier action man.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, racing in China seems really different to be racing in Europe, but I think that we are getting through it. It's a nice country.
Yeah, it's very nice, and I'm really surprised about the public here. The spectators are crazy. I mean, I rarely see so many people on the side of the road in Europe, and this really surprises me, but I'm very happy that I can be here and experience this one.
And yet, you don't see the crowds near the race because they are like 10 meters away from the riders, separated by two lines of policemen.
Yeah, actually, this is a little bit sad. It feels like in a soccer stadium, because normally the crowd is really close to the road and you feel them screaming to the riders, cheering. And here they have some distance, but still when you have 5-6 lanes behind the barrier, you still hear them quite well on the road.
You know what? I'm gonna go talk to a rider who for sure heard people. Wan Meijing, the primary rider, seemed strong yesterday, right?
He did a good race. He was pulling strong and we worked well together. The day before, on the first stage, he was chasing me, but yesterday we rode together, so it's always nice that the relationship between the riders changed from day to day.
So, I'm going to check with him.
Okay.
Here I am with Wang Meijing from Bahrain Merida.
Hello, 我是 Bahrain Merida的 Wang Meijing.
And with his translator and press officer.
Yeah, I'm Peter Chen.
So, tell me, I want to learn about the reality of cycling in China. Is China good to practice cycling?
有大部分的地方都很适合，广西这边也是非常的环境好，也是适合很多车迷来到这边。 Most of the places, yes, and especially like Guangxi, you have so many places in good condition for you to ride. The same as the professional career, because in China they have their own private team system.
How much room for improvement you feel you have?
我还进入职业车队第一年，我感觉我会在车队里边学到太多的东西的同时，给我进步的空间还是会。
会很大的，不像在我在国内那么的那样有拘束的。
There is a huge space for him to improve, especially when he comes to Europe. It's a huge difference between the national team and the European team.
Do you think that this Tour of Guangxi will help the development of cycling in China?
对对对对，一场自行车这么大的赛事在中国，在广西举办，确实是代表着我们整个中国的一个那个强大啊，在就是不管是国家强的同时，这个赛事也能促进这个体育方面的发展。
For sure, this is the race that represents the whole country, not only the cycling the sport, but the whole country, and it for sure it facilitates the whole development of the cycling the sport in China.
The RAFA Cycling Club is the largest global community of its kind.Members share their passion for the road through rides, events, exclusive club kits and racing. Find out more at rafa.cc.
Good morning everyone, stage 4 of the Tour of Guangxi. We are in Nanning, capital of the region. And about to have the key stage of the race with a mountaintop finish in Nongla.I am here with Anvu, communications officer of the race, and I was wondering, what are we going to find atop Nongla?
I think this race is a very important, it's the most important stage of the whole race, Tour of Guangxi, because we have three flat stages before. Now we will go to the real competition because it's the climb. It's a very difficult climb at the last.
Yeah.
So we will see today Alaphilippe, Iker Landa, and other guys, they will do their job. Actually, we can say the race is start today. Mm-hmm. The real race started today. So very looking forward.
So, and tell me something. You see that this Tour of Guangxi is being worked because it's three stages only. This Nongla stage is not going to be seen on TV. What is the reason for this?
Because it's really difficult to bring the whole stage on live in Tour of Guangxi, because this is the first time the organization organized a cycling race, and it's a very high level, it's a top level cycling race in China. So maybe they will put something, need the organization, some things they need to fix. So for me, I really would like to see the race on TV, show every people the very beautiful race, but it depends on the organization's decision. Maybe next year, so we can give people some looking forward. So we're looking forward next year, we will show more beautiful things to over the world.
Yesterday we heard from Huang Meiying that he's the only Chinese world tour rider. We have here the only world tour race, Tour of Guangxi. And in general, I think there is a nice scene in Chinese cycling right now. A lot of continental teams, a lot of UCI races. What do you think are the following steps for the development of professional road cycling in China?
This question always, I always ask myself, it's not only you, because now we have many, many professional race, amateur race in China. Many, many, every year more than 1,000 cycling race. But so far we haven't very super rider in Europe, very strong rider in Europe race. Now only Wang Meiying is not enough for whole Chinese cycling fans.
Yeah.
But it's a very complicated system to bring the Chinese riders to Europe, to bring the Chinese riders to high-level professional team. Because, you know, our government system is not very open. We are trying our best at the moment. In the future, I think, because the race is...High level people will saw this race and they will be more interested in road cycling. Maybe some kids when they're watching the race, maybe some people, parents watching the race, they would like to develop their kids, to put them kids in road cycling. So we're looking forward because it's needed time. it needs to take time. But we already start, so everything is on the way.
Slowly in motion towards development.
Okay, so should we go to Nongla?
Yes, of course. Let's go.
So we are here after the modeled-up finish of the Stage 4 Tour of Guangxi. We couldn't watch the climb, but we saw the finish, and it seemed to have been a pretty cracking uphill finish. Nicolas Roach, third on the finish line. How was it?
Yeah, it was very fast. The team did an amazing job today to keep everything under control and to lead me out into the bottom of the climb. So it was, it was good that we took the responsibility in the first place with Quickstep and with Astana. And then Sky came up in the last few kilometers to really close the gap coming into the finish. Danny Dawes did a really good first K for me. And then when they started attacking, Lambda did a pretty good pace. And at some stage, I had in the back of my mind that after the 2K to go sign, it flattened out a little bit. So I thought I'd try and surprise him on the last bit of the first hard bit, but it was a lot longer than I thought until I flattened out. And when I saw Williams and Mollet come back very quick, I kind of slowed down, try and recover, because I was already in the hurt box at that stage. And when we got to the finish, then Williams attacked about 500 meters to go, and I couldn't follow anymore.
Well, we heard from Nicolas Roach himself. The Irish rider placed third in the mountaintop finish of Nongla, overtaken after his attack by Vok Mollema, who was second on the finish line, and the winner, Tim Wellens, who became the leader of the GC. But the key factor of the climb was no other than a fellow Spaniard of mine I caught up with the following day.
So, here we are in the beautiful city of Luzhou. That seems a bit grey today.
Yeah, at the moment, yes, but I think it's going to be more clear and clear during the day, I hope.
Well, this guy who did the weather forecast for us is Mikel Landa, climber from Team Sky, who yesterday basically blew the peloton in the uphill finish.
Yeah, we have about pulls for trying to win the race, no, yesterday. Yeah, I work a little bit like all the team for him, and yeah, I did my job.
Nice way to end up your spell at Team Sky.
Yes, I did what they asked to me, not to do it, and not only for the team, no, it's enjoying my last race with my teammates and giving my best for them.
This year you are off to Movistar, and I was wondering just one question. What difference there is between the Mikel Landa that made it to Team Sky 2 years ago and the Team Sky that is leaving to Movistar next season?
Well, I learned a lot, no? I think this team is one of the best in three-week races. And yeah, I learned a lot with Chris. And at this moment, he's the best, no? And also, I think I find stability I didn't have before. And I think I feel very ready, no? I feel completely ready to lead a team and to try to win a three-week race.
Do you think that there is possibility of attacking the leadership of Team Wellens during these days?
He saw yesterday that he's the strongest one. Also, he had a strong team. And the last climb of today is quite far, no, from the finish line. But we will see. No, we are racing like juniors, and it's been quite hard race. So till the last day, I think we have to be a little bit careful.
The fifth stage ending with Dylan Groenewegen, Dutch Loro NL Jumbo sprinter, upsetting Fernando Gaviria. He's now on the steering wheel of the BMW that the organization has provided to the teams. Do you feel powerful, Dylan?
Yeah, I feel good. The win of yesterday was really good for me and also for the team. It was a really, really great team job. So I'm really happy with that win and also beat Fernando Gaviria. But today is a new day and a new chance. And we try it again.
Describe us that teamwork, because Movistar apparently tried to break tear the race apart. There were some argy-bargy with the favorites attacking each other. Yet your team managed to keep a close block.
Yeah, my team was waiting for me, so we are in the second group, and they did a really good job to bring me back in the first group, and I could sprint for a good position, and then I could sprint for a win. So that was a really, really great job from the team, and I'm really happy with that.
Take us through that final sprint, because you needed to do something extraordinary to beat Gaviria, seeing how fast he was in the three first days.
Yeah, the first 2 days was a little bit mechanical problem. So the second stage was not so good, and the third stage also. So this stage was good, and Fernando Gaviria is a good rider, also a fast sprinter, and yesterday I can beat him. It was headwind, and Fernando was going with 180 meters, I think. And then, on the last moment, I was going, and it was enough.
And today?
I try it again for the win. It's a good feeling, and also on the end of the season, it's nice to win. So we try it today again, and we'll see.
The Cycling Podcast is supported by Science in Sport. Science in Sport, fueled by science.
Thank you to our sponsors, Rafa, and to Science and Sport. And a reminder that listeners of the Cycling Podcast can get 20% off all their SIS products at scienceandsport.com by entering the code CPAUG20 at the checkout. Before we go back to Fran Reyes in China at the Tour of Guangxi, let's hear a clip from our latest Friends special released earlier this week. It's a follow-up to Young Americans, an episode from last year. This one called Youngish Americans, featuring the same writers, Larry Warbass, Joe Dombrowski, and Ian Boswell. To get this and other exclusive episodes, you can become a friend of the podcast for just £10 at thecyclingpodcast.com.
Up until that point, I had always been racing in the sense, like, how can I make my life easier at this moment, right? So say I'm in the race, and like, I'm trying to save energy, trying to do this, trying to do that. And I guess I sort of changed it, and I just thought, like, what can I do to win this race? Like, what can I do to put myself in a situation to win this race? I guess I'd never looked at a race like that before. Like, how can I win? If a race got hard, oh gosh, like, I don't want to go this hard. I'm suffering. And like, instead, I was like, I need this race to be as hard as it can be, because that's the only way I can win.
When I first heard the news, I was like, whew, good thing I have a contract, because all these guys that don't, it could get ugly. But then I actually went and read the contract, and there was this bit under Article 3 salary, and at the bottom it said salary being paid is contingent upon the team earning a World Tour license. Like, oh, that's good to know now. And so then, of course, I messaged my agent about it, and I'm like, okay, so what happens here? And he's like, well, technically that doesn't match the UCI model contract, so you have probably a strong argument to get your money, but if they have no money, then you might be out of luck.
And now, let's go back to the men's race, whose final stage was held also in Kuilin. It didn't alter the GC, with the Loro Sudal rider Tim Wellens keeping his spot at the top of the standings, and was won by Fernando Gaviria, who got his fourth victory of the week.
Most victorious rider of the season, 14 victories.
Yeah, I am really happy. Really nice week here in China. It's really difficult for the travel, for the food is not the same. It's really difficult. The change is difficult. I am really happy with the team. Work every day for me. Work for the win. It's for wins here. It's really nice. Really nice for the end season. And I'm really happy for come back to Colombia.
You kind of step up again a level this season. The following year, you are going to be racing on the Classics and the Tour de France, according to what you told us the previous days. On which level do you hope to be? Do you think you could upset Marcel Kittel and so on in the Tour de France?
I need to train more. I need more focus for the Classics. Also for the Tour, it's more big. It's more difficult. I think I am ready for these races. I wait next year.
How are you going to enjoy the holiday?
I don't know. Maybe with my friends in Cartagena. I don't know. I wait the same Colombia 1 week with my family. After I go for holiday or stay there.
So, this is a great winner of the week. Tim Wellens began the season with 2 victories in Mallorca. Finished it up with 2 victories, Stage Plus GC here in Guangxi. It seems so well rounded off.
good one?
I'm very happy with my season. I have 7 wins with this a lot of World Tour wins also. So every year I'm growing and growing in wins, and I'm proud of the victory.
You told us the other day that you tend to perform better in the end and the beginning of the season. Why is this?
I have no idea. It's every year like this. Only last year in the end I was not super anymore because I have a hot season. But normally, from when I was little till now, every time in the beginning I'm very good and in the end, but I have no explanation.
We also began at the cycling podcast this season with a friends special on the Loro Sural and are finishing it up with your quotes now. So will you please wish us a merry holidays, merry off-season?
Yes, I wish everybody a very good off-season, that everybody enjoys and take their holiday.
And I guess it's now time to bid farewell. I'm talking from you from the airport of Guilin, where we will start an exciting 36-hour trip between plane and scales and so on for me. I'm looking forward to it. Well, anyway, it's been great to spend this week in China, and it has been even better to speak to you again. Hope to see you quite soon, my dear listeners.